Edge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham and Rod Mullins. We're going to talk some NASCAR. A lot to unpack from Kansas. The thrilling finish, lots of maneuvering back and forth as we cut the playoff field from 12 to 8. And Rod, I don't know where you want to start. I'm just going to let you start. There's so much to get through here. Where do we start with this, with all the maneuverings late race?
Well, I think we have to start with the fact that some of these cars were not as, how can I say this, nimble, moving through the air as much as maybe a Kansas surface or a Kansas Speedway used to be, because I saw a couple of replays going over it back and forth of the situation involving, I think, Kyle Busch and someone else, and they got there, and just because one took a little bit of air off, they didn't even make contact, but one came just close enough to the other one that would get the other car as they stay squirrely and moving around a little bit. And, you know, you had some chances yesterday for some pretty big wrecks, but nothing really showed up here until the final part of the race. Bubba Wallace losing that tire and that tire shearing off completely from the 43 car. That was one of the melees that started everything else. And then you had people fighting to try to stay in contention for the playoffs. And we saw a number of really good drivers that now are not even in the playoffs. And we saw one just suddenly jump into the playoff picture and secure his spot in the final eight, that being Chase Elliott. I mean, you had some of these drivers that did not have a lot of good luck yesterday. And we're talking about William Byron started off not doing too bad, and then what happens to him? He ends up missing the cut. Then you've got Brett Boyer. He missed the cut as well. And then you had Alex Bowman. That was another one. But the big surprise out of that was none other than Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski's car just would not go when it needed to go and try to stay in the group and trying to race together. It just didn't want to do that. They couldn't get it to do what he wanted it to do. And by the end of the race, he was out. And then you have Chase Elliott making it into the final eight. But Denny Hamlin pulls off a big win. He had some great maneuverability with that car. You had the Toyotas that were there, Kyle Busch and him. Denny Hamlin there, they were pretty much running up toward the front. Then you had that Chevrolet of Chase Elliott that kind of broke up that chain, so to speak. And so you had Toyota finishing first, Chevrolet finishing second. Then you had Kyle Busch finishing on in there as well. So there was a lot of jockeying going on for this, and it just really sets up a big scenario come this weekend at Martinsville.
So, yeah, Hamlin wins the race, but Elliott has to feel like he won something maybe even more important because he's still alive. And then Keselowski, wow, that final restart dropped from 13th to 19th. Maybe talk about those two guys. I mean, as Elliott was working his way, you know, into position, it was almost as much that, or maybe even more so, that Keselowski was falling out of position. How do you attribute it? Was it Elliott kind of winning that spot, or was it Keselowski losing that spot?
I think it's a little bit of both, and I have to be honest about it. I think it was Elliott being aggressive, knowing that, you know, he's got to run up in the top spot and try to get toward the front and stay there, maintain that car and keep it going. And then Keselowski, knowing full well he had to do the same thing, but his car just wouldn't do what he wanted it to do. And so you have a kind of a difference, a tale of two drivers, a tale of two cars, so to speak, with the Chevrolet and with the Ford. And, he just could not get it up to speed on the restart. And then when he did try to get up to speed, he tried to kind of stay in the pack, so to speak, with some of the other drivers, and they couldn't stay with him. I mean, you know, here they were moving on ahead. He couldn't stay in behind them. He tried to tuck in behind someone else, and he just didn't have the ability to keep that car where he needed for it to be. And so it just dropped him back further in the field. So it was a little bit of both, if you ask me.
Kyle and Kurt Busch, third and fourth. William Byron, fifth. You talked about him a few minutes ago. But he had to win this race to be able to advance. So how disappointing a day is it for him? He ran well, but just not able to get the win.
Well, he's a young driver. I mean, this is only his, first or second time in the playoffs right now is the way that he has gone. And I think he went further this time around. He went further in the playoff picture than some people may have thought he would have gone this time around. But he's a good driver. I think you're going to see some things out of him, especially before the season's over with, but I think you're going to see some things, greater things out of him next season, because all he's been able to do is just take this experience, tuck it under his belt, and get ready for another run and get ready for next year. Now, in the case of, looking at some other things, Jimmy Johnson had a good run yesterday. Jimmy Johnson finished in the top 10. He was actually pleased with himself on that. And the other thing that I found very interesting, we've been having this discussion here for the last 2 or 3 weeks about some of these cars, and if you're one of the leaders and you're trying to go through lap traffic and so forth, got lap traffic behind you, but you're going and you're trying to protect your line and you're trying to protect what you've got out there. Of course, we had this little situation that set up last week down at Talladega, but Denny Hamlin let Jimmy Johnson get back on the lead lap. That was one of those things that kind of surprised me, because the way that Denny Hamlin had portrayed himself all season was, I've got to win at all costs. I've got to stay in front at all costs. But Jimmy Johnson had said some interesting statements, I think, right after the Talladega race. And there were some questions coming up about him, whether or not he's going to stay with Hendrick Motorsports after next year, because, 2020 is his last year on his contract. Will he retire? He says, Mr. Hendrick and I are going to talk about it in about 4 to 6 weeks. For over the next 4 to 6 months is what he was talking about. And we'll kind of decide something at this point where we're going to go with it. But he had made a comment, I think, in the press and said to some of the reporters, he said, I just don't feel like I get the respect that I used to get anymore. And he said, I think that goes for some of the other drivers in the sport. Some of these younger drivers maybe are ones looking and saying, you're going to give me some respect, but they still don't get that respect, the older drivers, so to speak. And that could go back to even as far back as Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, some of the drivers that have stayed in the sport a little bit longer than, especially Petty stayed in the sport up through 93 before he finally retired. But, do they give them respect? And Johnson addressed that, and he just said he just doesn't feel like he's gotten enough respect from some of the other drivers out on the track. And then Denny Hamlin goes and lets him have a lap back and puts him on the lead lap, and he finishes 10th. So I think it was a great compliment, at least to the respect of Denny Hamlin, what he has to Jimmy Johnson. And I think it made a difference.
I've asked about this the last couple of weeks, and you're talking about it here. Those non-playoff drivers and what they're out there doing now, what their focus is at this stage, because they're not competing for a championship at this stage. But you talked about with Jimmy Johnson. This is building some momentum, maybe some positive thoughts for yourself as a driver, for your team, heading into the off season, the short off season that we have, and getting ready for 2020. So I guess that there certainly is a lot out there at stake, even for those non-playoff guys.
Yeah, there is, and here you've got here's another situation. Ricky Stenhouse. It was announced this past week Ricky Stenhouse is going to be going to JTG Daugherty Racing, the race team that's partially financed there by Brad Daugherty, played NBA basketball and played at North Carolina, going to that team for next year. He's trying to go and trying to demonstrate to the guys at JTG Daugherty that here he is and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with when he gets in that car next year and he gets out on the track. So we're going to see some of these drivers, especially like a Ricky Stenhouse, Jimmy Johnson, like you mentioned there. They're going to be out to prove to some people, hey, I still got it. Chris Buescher, he's going to be wanting to prove to at least to Roush and Roush Fenderman Racing that, hey, you've made a good selection to me. I'm going to try to be there at the top of the pack every race that I can possibly be there. And then also, we can't forget about Matt Benedetto. He's got a lot to prove with everything is coming up with him for next year. He's going to be in the Wood Brothers. He's going to be in a Wood Brothers Ford. He's also going to have some R&D from Penske Ford. He's out to prove that if he can get some good material and some good cars underneath him, he could be a force to win some races before it's over with. So I think you're seeing a lot of these drivers just jockeying to, make sure that they have a good performance and they have a good race out there, whether it be one, whether it be five, or whether it be the remaining races that's left on the schedule. That's what they're trying to do to increase their stock for next year.
The playoffs return to our great Commonwealth of Virginia this weekend, Martinsville. Brad Keselowski won the spring race last year in the playoff race. Joey Logano got the win over Denny Hamlin in a tight one. What can we look for this weekend in Martinsville?
another slam bang, put you in the wall, hitting, spinning kind of race is, I think, what we're going to see. You know, a couple of years ago, we saw Chase Elliott, we saw Denny Hamlin get tied up, and Chase Elliott got spun out by Denny Hamlin. And Denny Hamlin was like, you know, hey, you know, you're just going to have to face it, Chase Elliott. That was the point, I think, that actually sold some people on Chase Elliott, that he was going to stand up and he was going to, quote unquote, be a man instead of being a mouse when it came to being a driver. And I think that made a lot of difference. Joey Logano, of course, he likes a Martinsville track, and he's going to be going for the win there. But you also have some of these non-points drivers, non-cup title drivers now. Bud Boyer, he loves that track. Jimmy Johnson, Hendrick always runs well at that track. Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, as a matter of fact, several years ago, got in a heated battle of where they were teammates, and they were beating and banging on each other so bad coming through the turns and coming down the straightaways that you thought that there would actually be a fight after the whole thing. And Jeff Gordon wasn't too pleased about it, but Johnson said, I have to do what I have to do. I think you're going to see that front of the pack again like we've seen before. You know, and for some reason, I've got to say that it's about time Martin Truex shows back up. Martin Truex has been kind of silent here the last couple of weeks. Of course, he went won two back-to-back races here early on in the playoffs. But I think we're going to see something out of Martin Truex, because I think they have finally gotten their short track program in order, and it would be good to see a great performance out of him, especially at Martinsville. But I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of sheet metal. There's going to be a lot of beating and banging there on Sunday for that race at Martinsville.
A lot to look forward to. Rod, we'll have you back on next week to break it down and get us ready for more playoff action. But thanks for your time today.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.